USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will be addressing the American people about threats he believes to democracy in a speech tonight in Philadelphia. Republicans are planning a prebuttal to the speech by highlighting Democrats' record on crime and inflation. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, believes it's actually the president that doesn't understand America.
The problem with Joe Biden is he does not understand the soul of America. The tens of millions of hardworking, law-abiding citizens that he vilifies, they want a stronger, safer, more prosperous America, and all he does is vilify them to distract from the disasters and no plan he has to save America from where we are today.
AAA estimates 137 million people will be traveling over the long Labor Day weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou, a term provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
A historic space launch that had to be rescheduled is now set for this weekend.
NASA is targeting 2:17 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, September 3rd, for the launch of the Artemis 1 moon rocket. The launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida has a two-hour launch window for the next attempt. Monday's launch was scrubbed due to weather delays and mechanical failures on the launch pad.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Multiple buses in Chicago with illegal immigrants from Texas arrived on Wednesday. One Venezuelan illegal immigrant says his main request is for a place to stay.
We just crossed the border from Mexico yesterday, and they said that we were going to be assisted here, and that's not true.
Chicago is the latest city targeted by Texas Governor Greg Abbott's attempt to draw attention to the southern border crisis by sending buses to big cities. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Biden administration plans to forgive up to $20,000 in federal student loans for some borrowers. In Midland, Texas, Oil and Gas Workers Association President Matt Cody tells Fox and Friends that he believes no taxpayer should be responsible for loans they didn't sign up for.
President Biden, Vice President Harris, we would love for you to be pro-America and pro-American workers and families. And one way you can do that is to ensure that every American is responsible for his or her debt.
Only those making under $125,000 will be eligible for the program. The White House argues that with high inflation, it's a way to give Americans some relief and some freedom to pursue the career they want. A poll shows Americans' smoking habits are evolving.
A new poll shows Americans are smoking more marijuana than cigarettes. The Gallup poll released Tuesday shows 16% of people surveyed said they smoke Reaper compared to 11% who said they smoke cigarettes. 48% said they tried marijuana at some point in their lives. Cigarette smoking has been trending down for decades. The current 11% figure compares to 45% in the mid-1950s. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The NASCAR playoffs kick off this weekend in Darlington for the 73rd running of the Southern 500. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.